KJZ Country 104.7 FM at Brad Allen here with you. And yeah, as promised, we're talking now with the head coach of the Taos Ravens. That is Coach Doug Livingston, coming off that big semifinal win over the weekend. Coach, good to talk to you again. It was a great weekend.
Yeah, well, the weather wasn't great. We had horrendous winds, and whoever got that each quarter ground everything to a halt. You couldn't pass, and you certainly couldn't punt. We got it in the second quarter. They got it in the fourth quarter, and it was pretty hard to go against. It kind of brought everything to a halt, and we got very lucky. The wind and the cold weather caused a lot of fumbles and turnovers, and we were just able to get more than they did and were able to come out on top. It was way too close for comfort going into the last seconds of the game.
Yeah.
But it was great for them to experience, you know, being down at halftime. And we talked to the kids, and we made some adjustments. They took offense that they were down at halftime, and we didn't. I looked around, and I didn't see pouting faces. I saw, you know, determined kids that they knew what they were going to do the second half, and they came out and did it.
Well, that's really great to hear, and yeah, a successful semifinal win. So that leads now to the championship game coming up on Saturday night over in Mancelona. And you're playing a team. Have you played Alpena already this year, or is this, even though they're nearby, your first look at them?
Yeah, Alpena is divided up into two teams, and we played both teams already.
Oh, nice.
So last time we played Alpena A, I think the score was 40-19. 39-19, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Corrected. Corrected by some of the great players that you have there, just like last time. So let's chat with them a little bit. And same thing as last time, we'll have the players say their name before they answer their question. But so let's have just a couple talk about what it felt like to win that game and to really have to gut one out at the end.
Matthew Morton again. And I think after halftime, we really executed well and got it done.
My name's Cash Maxfield. It felt pretty good knowing that the game was finally over, and it was really close.
Well, that's good. But also, you guys have had some great help on the sidelines as well. The Taos Ravens also features a cheer team. So let's talk with a couple of the cheerleaders talking about how great it's been to be around the team this year.
So, Adrian Gillespie, it's felt good to be on the team. I was on the team last year, too, and when we won the championships last year, it felt good.
That's okay. Real thankful to our cheerleaders and how great it's been to have their support. And it's just another way that we can showcase our community. And we're always real proud with how they behave, because they behave way better than the football players. And they're always real professional. So we've really appreciated their support all season.
That's really awesome. So let's look ahead. You're going to play again in Mancelona, 6:00 on Saturday night. So this is a chance to play under the lights. So let's ask a couple more players. How excited are you for Saturday to play in the championship and to play under some lights?
Jonathan Livingston here. It would actually feel amazing to play under the lights. It's been a big dream of mine to play under the lights.
Jeffrey Rulo here again. It will feel like a good experience because we really haven't done it ever before, and we were going to last year, but there wasn't anybody that could ref it, so we couldn't, so it's all good.
Every player's dream is to play under the lights, so they get to pretend like they're big kids and really enjoy this opportunity.
Coach, let's chat with you again here. What are you looking for from your team on Saturday?
I'm looking for us to come out with our heads on right, and we've never played at night before, so we're playing at usually 10 in the morning or at the latest right after lunch. So it'll be a new experience and hopefully not too many distractions. But if we come out and we play Taos football the way we're supposed to and the way that we've been practicing all year, then we're invincible. I really believe that these kids have the right attitudes. And we started conditioning back in July, doing beach workouts in the sand. And I had so many kids willing to put in the work all season long that we're ready to have this opportunity to be in the championship game one more time. And we all know it's fifth and sixth grade football, but having the opportunity to play in playoffs means so much to these kids, and it makes it fun for us adults too.
You're 100% right. We look forward to all of it. The Taos Ravens traveling over to Mancelona. They'll take on LP in a championship game Saturday night. Can we get a big go Ravens from the group, and that'll wrap us up here?
Go!